21 promises in this booklet. For purposes of this recording, we will just give the citation, starting with the Old Testament and working our way through the New Testament. Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. He will keep the feet of his saints. Our times are in God's hands. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. It is God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way perfect. For by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me by still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me? He shall set me upon a rock. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thou wilt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of mine heart, and my portion forever. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. And he led them forth by the right way. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The blessings of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Bread shall be given him, his waters shall be sure. Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they will not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Yea, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. For the Lord thy God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded? Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose name is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revilings. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou, that thou shouldest be afraid of a man, which shall be made as grass? I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, Thou art my people. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Thou shalt be called by a new name, Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. Before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. His compassions fail not. They are renewed every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. The New Testament. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Consider the lilies of the field. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. No man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father, which is in heaven. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself, and shall make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And they shall all be taught of God. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice, and a stranger will they not follow. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. As the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, and he will show you things to come. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. The Father himself loveth you, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. If God be for us, who can be against us? For all things are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound in every good work. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Ye are complete in him. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Kept by the power of God. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even your faith. He that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne.